From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Florida is just under 3 weeks away from Election Day. Early voting begins next Monday, and some key races have now changed. This election is happening just as the panhandle is trying to recover from Hurricane Michael. Voters could be casting their ballots based on how candidates responded to the storm, especially the candidates for governor and U.S. Senate. WLRN's Alexander Gonzalez looked into that.
In the days leading up to Hurricane Michael's landfall, Governor Rick Scott did what any Florida governor would do during a hurricane: warn people.
Hurricane Michael is a monstrous storm, and the forecast gets getting more dangerous.
A monster storm, and the fourth hurricane Scott has had to respond to in his 8 years as governor. After Hurricane Michael passed, Scott shifted from warnings to gravitas.
Hurricane Michael is the worst storm that the Florida Panhandle has ever seen.
Scott is doing his job as governor, but he's also a candidate running for a U.S. Senate seat against Democratic incumbent Senator Bill Nelson. That means Scott's response could make or break his campaign. Just the day before Hurricane Michael approached the panhandle, Scott got more than 5,800 mentions on TV, according to Politico. That was 10 times more than his opponent. Nelson tried to keep up. He made appearances on CNN and on PBS NewsHour.
Certainly, I hope it doesn't do for the panhandle of Florida what it did in Puerto Rico, because they were treated as second-class citizens.
In an interview about the hurricane, NewsHour's Judy Woodruff eventually asked Nelson about the campaign.
Your opponent in the Senate race, Governor Rick Scott, it says he's going to be suspending his campaigning for the next few weeks. Are you doing the same thing?
Yes, ma'am. We've suspended our commercials in this area. By the way, in other parts of Florida, he is not. But now is not the time to talk about politics. Now is the time to talk about getting people made whole again.
According to Politico, super PACs backing both Scott and Nelson ran negative campaign ads in areas that were bracing for Hurricane Michael. But Scott got the better bargain, says columnist Diane Roberts. She wrote a piece about it for the Washington Post.
He got the free media because he is the governor of the state. It's cheaper than buying a campaign ad.
As mayor of Tallahassee, Andrew Gillum benefited from free media, too. The Democratic candidate for governor was seen filling sandbags in the days before the hurricane. Republican candidate Ron DeSantis is in a different situation from Gillum, Scott, and Nelson. He no longer holds elected office. As Michael was crossing the panhandle, DeSantis explained his campaign plan on Fox News.
So we canceled our fundraisers, and what I did is I had public rallies scheduled yesterday and today. We converted those into supply drives, so the campaign we rented.
And while Hurricane Michael was barreling toward the panhandle, the Republican Party ran this ad, criticizing Gillum's response to Hurricane Hermine 2 years ago.
After the hurricane, we had no electricity for over a week. Utility companies lined up trucks to restore power. But as mayor, Andrew Gillum refused help from workers.
Here's Gillum on MSNBC.
My opponent has decided to leave all of his negative advertising up, all the way across the panhandle, including right here where we are preparing our citizens for a Category 4 hurricane impact. I again would encourage my opponent to just subside with the politics. We'll have plenty of...
Gillum's campaign responded to that ad with its own ad.
Hurricanes don't have a party affiliation, and neither should our response efforts.
At an event in Tampa, reporters asked DeSantis about the Republican Party's ad. He said, quote, "You run your campaign the way you run your campaign. It is what it is." A Republican Party spokeswoman tweeted that it had ordered the ads taken down in places affected by the storm. The races for governor and senator were both supposed to have debates this week. They were canceled to focus on hurricane recovery efforts. Scott's campaign put out a new ad on Tuesday, a day after he said he'd be taking a break from campaigning.
Senator Nelson's playing dirty politics while Governor Scott is leading.
I'm Rick Scott, and I approve this message.
Governor Scott's wife, Ann Scott, is stumping in his place over the next few weeks. I'm Alexander Gonzalez in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.